Be'ezah Hashem Yisbo'ach, we begin paragraphy in these laws of Hilchas Arachim Mecharamim in the Rambam Seva Flow, which discusses different types of hekdeshes, different types of vows, eberichim, and charamim, which on that, now the Rambam continues on to regarding the sanctification of fields and how to redeem them. And later on, the Rambam is going to explain what is that of cherem, how is that different than other types of being makdish things. So on that, the Rambam begins in Halacha Aleph regarding first defining there's two types of fields that a person can be makdish. That of a stei achuza and a stei mikta. So Rambam explains this, sada shi rasha adam mimerisha, a field that a person inherited from those who bequeathed it to him, meaning that he inherited from them, he had nikra stei achuza, that has a halacha of an ancestral field. Whereas a sada shi lakocha is achaba, but a field that a person bought or that he merited, because let's say someone gifted it to him, he had nikra stei mikna, that's called an acquired field. And they have different halachas. Now makdish stei achuza, now if someone sanctifies his ancestral field, so maidin anasa, so you actually measure it when you're coming to redeem it from the treasurer. You evaluate it based on its area, whether it's good land, bad land, it doesn't make a difference, or it doesn't go based on its actual value. Rather, you measure it. The erko hua erich hakatzah b'tara, and the value is based on, and this is what's similar to the laws of Arachin, which is also the same idea of erich, of the Torah setting the stage for the actual amount of the evaluation, no matter if it's really good or bad. Halacha Beis, Ramah says, what's the evaluation of this de'achuzah? Bekamahu, so how much is that? So it's kamakim shiro lizroya by chaymer sa'im. Any area that's fit to plant over there, a chaymer, which is 30 sa', if you could plant 30 sa' of sa'im, of barley, in that area, now, specifically b'yizra'en b'yad, we're talking about where you're planting by hand, which you're spreading it out more if it's by hand, in contrast, if it's just like by some machine, it's going to have dumped more in one area. So you're planting by hand, and you're not doing the planting very close, where therefore, the having a large area that will have a core of seed that's planted by hand, which again, it's not so gathered together and thick together, in contrast of, let's say, you were doing it by the ox just letting it fall, which would be thicker, more clumped together, and therefore the chaymer of sarim would be in the smaller area. So you're not making it too close together, but neither are you doing it too far away, where if you did it too close, so then actually it would be a loss for the Redeemer, and if it would be too far, so that would be a loss for Hektish, because you'd be getting that much more for the amount, which is Erkei Chamishim Shkolim L'choshne Yevil. It's an evaluation of 50 Shkolim if it fits for all the Yevil years, meaning if it's from Hektish, the moment the Yevil cycle started, until the end of the 50 years, then you redeem it if it's an area that could be planted 30 saw of barley, which again, the way you plant it is by hand and not too close, not too far, that area is 50 shkolim for all the Yevil years. But the ancient Nas Yevil Minaminion, but the Yevil year itself, the coming Yevil year, is not part of that count. So it's really for 49 years, is 50 shkolim. And the Echad HaMakdish Shah, the Taiva, Shemacholetzi. So come so whether someone's sanctifying a good field that there's no field like it in Eretz Yisrael, that's how great it is. I saw the Rosh, or bad, inferior field, that there's nothing, no field as bad as it. Doesn't make a difference, because Maricha Nais is similar to the halachas of Arachin of a human being that we spoke about in the previous halachas. So to here regarding the field that has that same halacha of Arachin, and that it has a set amount from the Torah. Now, halacha Gimel, Kfar B'yarin B'hechashkalm, we already explained Hechashkalm in the opening parak over the halacha based in Gimel. Shashakal Amba Torah, when the Torah says Shekel, Hu Anikra, that's called Selah B'Shoin Chacham. In rabbinic terminology, what's called a Selah is what biblical terminology means a Shekel. When it says the Esrim Geira is the Shekel, the Geira, he Amor B'Dir Chacham. So in biblical terminology, a Geira, in rabbinic terminology, that's called the Ma'ah. Now, by Sifa Allah Shekel, but they subsequently in rabbinic law, they added on to the Shekel, Va'asu Oise Sela, and they made it into a Sela. Now, Va'asela is Arba Dinar. The Sela is 4 Dinar, but Dinar and the Dinar is Sheish Moin and 6 Ma'ah. And Va'amah and the Ma'ah is Shnei Punyoin, is 2 Punyoin. So it comes out that there's 48 Punyoinim for the Sela. So Nimtza comes out, L'chol Shana, from all the 49 years until the Yevil year, which again we don't count, so it's really for 49 years. And we're saying there's 50 Shkalim, which is, like we said, is a Sela. So you have 50 Slaim for 49 years, comes out every year is really Sela Ufunyan, is really a Sela, and the Funyan, which altogether is going to be 50 Shkalim and the Punyan. Now, so the Ram describes, he says, Sha'av Bisha Sela Shmaina Va'arbom Punyan, although the Sela is only 48 Punyan, comes out that if you're giving over 49 years, the cell of punyan, you can have 49 punyan, which is one more extra than necessary. So that's what I'm explaining. Kishyitin punyanis likach selam na shulchani. When you're giving a punyanis to take a selah from the shulchani, then nois in tishav arbon. Then you give 49, meaning you have to pay the money changer to exchange to get a sell from the selah 48 or whichever way 48 punyanis for the selah. You have to pay an extra punyan for that exchange rate. That's the extra punyan that is included over here in this evaluation of how much it is per year for the total amount of 50 slom over the 49 years of the Shemitah cycle. Halacha Dalet. Hachoymer, which we said, that's a choymer of Sa'irim, which is planted in that whatever that area is, that will define how much of land you're going to get for this amount of 50 shkolim per the Shemitah, per the Yevil cycle. So how much is a choymer? Hu hakar is the kar, which is a measurement of 30 saw. B'hu shnei lesachim, and that's two lesachim, because v'halesach is chamesh esri sin. The lesach is 15 sin, which two lesachim makes up 30 saw, which is a kar, which is a choymer. So nimzeh comes at a choymer shleishim saw, like we're saying, the choymer is 30 saw, shein esr eifis, which are 10 eifis. Because, as the pasuk says in Yecheskel, v'asir sochaymer is a eifer. A tenth of the chaymer is a eifer, which, so therefore, the 30 saw is 10 eifers. Which calls sholosh sign, every three sign is an eifer. Now, ukvar b'arin b'hilchos Shabbos, already explained halachas of Shabbos in Perek Dezayin halacha Gimel. Shamokum sheyesh b'shibuchay chamishim amal chamishim amal, a place that has in its area 50 amma by 50 amma squared, who base saw. That's an area of what's called a base saw, which is 2,500 amas, because when you double 50 by 50, you're going to get this 2,500 amas. Now, b'hu mizra saw, that is from the area where you're planting a saw. Now, nimtzei salamat comes to that you learn, sha'amokam shesh b'shibur chamisha b'shivim elav amma. The area that has 75,000 amas, which that's the area of base core that we're describing over here, which is 30 times, and this is why the Rambam went to describe that it's 30 times that of the base saw, which the base saw itself is 2,500, which you double by 30, is going to take you to 75,000. Shehu birbua, which that is by when you have it squared, is masayim arba v'shivim amas. You have 274 amas. A masayim arba v'shivim amas b'keriv, approximately by 274 amas squared, which who base kar, that's the base kar, who zero chaymer. I mean, this is what the pasuk says when you it's an area we can plant a chaymer of barley seed. That's the area of, like we said, of 75,000 amas, which is an area squared of 274 amas. That's the area that we're talking about in the Torah that is redeemed for a sela and a punyan per year remaining, but for the sum total is of 50 slum for the 49 years. Now, Halacha Hei, the Rambam continues regarding redeeming this Te'achuzah. Ketza derech ha-cheshmin be'erch yisadis. So how do you go ahead and you calculate the evaluation of redeeming these fields? Because the Torah says, v'chishav la'akoyin ha-kesef, meaning, depends where you are in that Yevil cycle, how much you're going to pay. So, harei she'hekdesh Te'achuzah, if someone sanctifies his ancestral field, initially Yevil, and what's remaining for the Yevil cycle, which that's it expires by the Yevil cycle, you're remaining with Shmeinah Shanim. You're left with 8 years Chutz Mishnas of Yevil, except for the Yevil year, where Shein HaMachesh, which is not part of the calculation, Kamishman, like we explained already in the Halacha Peis. So you're left with 8 years. So Kala Reitz Lifteisim Yad Hektish, whoever wants to redeem this ancestral field from Hektish, Noishin L'chol Zera Chaymer Sa'arim, he gives for every area where you could plant a Chaymer 30 Sa' of Sa'arim, which we already described in the previous Halacha, what that area is. He gives Shmoyin Slime or Shmoyin Punyanis. For those 8 years, he's going to give 8 Slime and 8 Punyanis, which again is Selim Punyan per year, which that was how much longer it would stay in the domain of Hektish. Now, let's say the owner himself who owns it, he wants, and he was Makdish, and he wants to redeem it. So, Noisin Eser Slim Asar Punyanis. He has to give actually 10 Slim and 10 Punyanis. The reason is Lvisha Mesiv Mokhemish, because he has to add on a fifth, as the Torah tells us. Now, so to every fifth that it says in the Torah, where other place in the Torah you have to add on a fifth, how do you evaluate the fifth? It's the principle with the addition is a fifth, meaning it's five. So actually turns out, it's actually not a fifth of the principle, it's actually a quarter of the principle, which that's what the Gemara calls chemish melavar. It's a fifth on the outside, meaning together with this, what you're adding on, and the four pieces that there was, if you take a quarter of that, you take and you add on, now in the sum total, it's a fifth of the sum total. That's how we mean a fifth. And therefore it's going to be, instead of the 8 and 8, it's going to be the 10 and the 10, which is really a quarter of the principal, but now in the sum total, it's a fifth. Let's say the wife of the one who sanctified redeems it, one of his inheritors, they have the same halacha that they have to add on the fifth, which is the Torah kind of learns out from a brace of Vim Gol Yigoyel, which comes to include extra terminology that the halacha of adding a fifth is also for his wife and for his inheritance. Halacha Vav. Let's say initially Yevil Arbashan. Let's say it's left for Yevil 4 years. So then the one who redeems it gives Arbash Lam Arbapanyan is Lachal Chaimer. Like we said, for every area of how much you can plant a Chaimer, you have to give a sell in the punyan, with for the 4 years would be 4 selim and 4 punyanis. Now the habal and paduaisa, if the owner is redeeming, so then again, like we said, you have to give a fifth. Also, according to this calculation, it's always going to be sell a punyan l'choshan. It's going to be sell a punyan for every year that's left. The ain't a listen shana b'shana, and you don't give per year. You don't come to hekdesh every year that you have left another per year. You give it all as once for the remaining 8 years, 4 years, whatever is left. You give in one lump sum. Now, Lacha Zayin, let's say Nishu Beinoi Ben Yevel. Let's say what's left from where he is right now in the Yevel year is only a Shana, it's a year. Then Ein Yochalit and Selapunyan L'Pdeis. You cannot give just that remaining year left of a Selapunyan to redeem it. Kushnem the Pasuk says, Meyikra V'chichav LaHakoyin. The Kohen's going to calculate for him. Al Pi Hashanim HaNesaris, according to the remaining years in the plural, which teaches us Ein Niftes Begiroin Kesev. You cannot redeem it with diminishing the amount left. El Kohen L'Yevel B'Shtei Shana Meyis. It has to be at least two or more years left from Yevo. And when you're 1 year left, you can't do that. Halacha Ches, let's say Nishu Beinoi Ben Yevo Shana V'Chadoshim. Let's say he has not just a year, he has a year and some months that are remaining between where he is right now and Yevo. So Amrotza Gizbo L'Achshav V'Chadoshim Shana. So this is the way the Rambam learns, that if the treasurer wants to calculate the months as a year, so now you have 2 years, V'Yidin Shnayim Shkal M'Shnei Binyonim L'Chol Zer Chaymer. And so that the person can now give two shkalim and two binyanim for the zerachim, which that's shalom hanisaros. Hariza mutter, that's going to be permitted and redeemed that way. Now, but the Ram first explains, why do you need to do that? Why wouldn't it be enough that it's more than a year and you have some months? So it's not just 1 year. Because we don't calculate months for hektish. And I'm like, it says in the pasuk, al pi hashalom hanisaros, according to the remaining years, which shalom at mechashim hektish, you only calculate years. We don't calculate months, so therefore that wouldn't be sufficient, and then you'd only have 1 year. But if they want to, they could go and make it like as if it's a year, and then they could redeem it. La halacha teslafikach. Therefore, that since we don't calculate months for the year, so in rola adam lahakdish is sadeil of na'yevel b'pachas per seishlam. So it's not appropriate for a person to sanctify his field before yevel if it's less than 2 years, because he's going to have to, if he wants to redeem it, he's going to redeem it for 50 shkalim for the whole amount, and it's not appropriate to lose all that money. Which really, if you would have gone a year before, you would have just paid a few slime, and that's it. And therefore, a person should not sanctify when he's less than 2 years left to Yevil. Now, the Mikdash should be did sanctified. Okay, Hariz Mikdash did sanctified. They nif this Girayin Kesef. So, like we said before, it's not going to be able to be redeemed with this diminishment of value. Elim Rotza Poida, Litna Chamishim Shekel, Chochaimah. Only if the one who wants to redeem wants to give for every chaimer of land, he wants to give 50 shkalm, then Poida is going to make redeem it. But Vim Loi Pada, if he doesn't redeem it, it's such an exorbitant amount. What do you mean? A few months ago, I was able to give a few slum. Yeah, but you missed the deadline. So if he doesn't want to redeem it, how is he yitzel lekan by yevil? It goes out to the kan and yevil kamei shabbat. Like we're going to explain later on, and the lochi attests, then it goes and belongs to the kan. It's no more owned by this original ancestral owner. Halacha yud. Hektish sadeu b'shnas ha'yevil atzma. Let's say he sanctifies his field in the yevil year itself. And Mekadesh is not sanctified. It's only appropriate according to the years that are within. The Yevil year itself, it goes back, and therefore there's no actual sanctification in the Yevil year itself. It's only Mishnas HaYevil Yakter Shadei, like the Pasuk says, after Yevil, but not in Yevil itself. Now, but Kohen V'Levi Shekdishu Mishnas HaYevil Asma, in contrast, the Kohen V'Levi, if they do sanctify their fields during the Yevil itself, Hariz HaMekadesh is going to be sanctified. As Rama explains, Halach Yerav, it says, Keshem Shogoyel, and just like the Kam Levim, that they could redeem Lo'el, and they could always redeem, even after the Yevil year passes, as the Rama says later on, Halach of Aleph, like it says, Gulas Oel Mti Levim, they could always redeem it. Kach Magdishan Lo'el, so they could always sanctify, even during the Yevil year itself. Halach Yed Beis. Hamakdish Esedeu Acha Yevil. If someone sanctifies his field after the Yevil year, meaning the first year right after Yevil, so starting fresh all over the Yevil cycle, So any niftis begudoyin kesef, so he cannot redeem it by diminishing the value, because what do you mean? It's not fresh. It's taken off the lot. It's a few months into it. You can't actually yigmar shana achayev until at least a year passes after the yevil. As we said, l'vishem achash mechadosh mehakdash, because we don't calculate months, hakdash has to at least be a year less. So if the one who's redeeming wants to give the full 50 shekel for that area, okay, so he can redeem it even the day after Yovel, and he doesn't diminish anything. But to be able to go down in price, a sell and punyim per year, that has to go by year and not by months. Halachi Gimel Rami continues regarding what's included in this steachuza, in this field that is being makdash. So kishamaydin, when they would measure the area to see what's fit to plant 30 sa' of sa'irim, which is how we measure the area, so then we only measure the areas that are fit to be planted. And that will extend however big the area is to include the chaymer of zera. Now, let's say ha'yishem slon givayim asar tvachim. Let's say there were rocks, rocky terrain that's 10 tvachim high. Or you have these clefts, these ditches, that are full with water, amukim asar tvachim, that are 10 tvachim deep. So those areas are not measured together with the rest of the field. Rather, they're redeemed according to their monetary value, because it's not considered part of the field where you could plant. If it's less than 10 tvachim in height or in depth, then it would be measured together with the rest of the field, because no field is perfectly perfect, and it's considered like the spine and the ditches of a field. Let's say there were areas that were low down, that from asara or yaiser or more, but there's no water in them. So nimdad mifnei atzman, so they're measured on their own. And we calculate by them what's appropriate for them, meaning according to their value. I mean, we don't go according to the calculation of 50 slum for base core, because most definitely it's not equal as the rest of the field. Halacha tezvav. Now let's say the field was full of trees. So Ava Bishli Perish, although he didn't specify that he's sanctifying also the trees, so he did sanctify also the trees. And the reason is Shekala Makdash, Rebbe sanctifies, but Ainafu Makdash, he sanctifies with a generous disposition, and therefore the trees are being sanctified and the land is being sanctified. Meaning, it's what's the purpose? The whole point we're talking about regarding redeeming it. So if you're redeeming it, who cares if it's involved? You're going to still give how much the land is. No, you're going to have to redeem the trees separately. Therefore, we calculate the trees according to their value. And the land we measure, the and that's going to be a sell and punyin for every single year according to every area of zerachaimer. Like we explained in halacha hey. Now halacha design. If someone sanctifies a field which is not fit for planting, v'anekras trush, and that's what's called a rocky land, which cannot be plowed because of all the rocks in there, so you can't plant. So there you redeem it according to its value and not according to its measurement, because the pasuk says lafi zaray, and this is not fit to be planted. So if someone only sanctifies trees, they're also it's redeemed according to its value, not according to this halacha that we're describing over here of arachim. Halacha yidzayin, hoy ilonis shloisha ilonis. Let's say the trees were three trees l'toich beis saw in the area of a beis saw, which is that's how they're supposed to be spread out, which is three trees for every beis saw. Now, he was sanctifying trees, but he didn't specify that it's only the trees that he's sanctifying. So actually, if the trees are spread out like an orchard in the way they're supposed to be, three trees per beis saw, so he's actually sanctifying the land, which was where the trees need to nourish from, together with the trees. And moreover, even the small trees that are between those big trees, they're also going to be included, and that he has to redeem according to their monetary value, and the land according to its measurements. Now, let's say those three trees were planted either in the area larger than a beis saw or in less than a beis saw. So that's not normally how it's planted, and therefore he's not sanctifying the land with it, because it's not like an orchard, it's just the trees, because it's not planted as an orchard is. Or let's say he sanctified them not as one, but rather one after the other. So therefore he's not sanctifying the ground, because the acquisition of the ground is only for three trees, which is like an orchard, not for one tree. And therefore it's not sanctifying the land, and also and neither is it going to include the small trees between the big trees as if it was the whole orchard. No, it's going to be only the trees themselves. Let's say he sanctified the trees. And then he sanctified the land. So then he redeems the trees according to their value. And then the land according to its measurement because he sanctified them independently. Now, the Rambam continues regarding the laws of Yevel as it applies to a steachuz, an ancestral field that was sanctified. So, says the Rambam, Hamakdish steachuz asa, which we spoke about previously. If someone sanctifies his ancestral field, the Giha Yevel v'lein niftis, now, we said the redemption is a selapunim per year. Let's say it comes to Yevel v'lein niftis and didn't redeem it. El ha-ri takas yad hektish, it's still in the domain of hektish. So then, ha-kahanim, the kahanim that are in that mishmer, that Yevel it starts, which is every single week there would be a different, there's 24 mishmeres, every mishmer per week. So the kahanim, who are in that mishmer, neisten es demeha, they give the value how much, not how much according to the 50 shkolim per base current, but actually it's monetary value of that field. V'tiyachuz lam, and now it becomes their ancestral field. And the reason is, she'in hektish she'is a bleed pidyon, because hektish cannot go out without being redeemed. So though it says that it becomes the kayanims, but it has to be with a redemption, therefore they give its monetary value. And the Eisim Adam, what do you do with those monies? You blew hektish, but the Gavaz, it goes to the temple upkeep, a chamber of taking care of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Lacha Chaf. Gala HaMakdish, Kaidim She'igia Yevul. Now, let's say the one who sanctified it, he did redeem it before the Yevul year came. So, HaReizu, some take out the word Chizeres, LaBaleha, so it belongs to the owner. He redeemed it within the time frame that he could. The Erech Shenasan and the evaluation that he gave, Yibla by the Gaz, that goes to the Temple Abigib, Kamesh Ba'anu, like we explained in the previous halacha. Now, Vachainim Gala Benoishal Makdash. So too, let's say the son of the one who sanctified it, if he redeems it, Rezachazir's love, but Yevul goes back to his father in the Yevul year. Because it's considered an extension of his father, which it stayed in the family. Avam Gala, said, Bitoi. But if let's say his daughter redeemed it, Ishak Krevev, or his other relatives, like Nachri, Miyad Hektish, or our foreigner, from the hand of Hektish. Im Chazer HaMakdash or Golem Yadam, if the one who sanctified went subsequently and he redeemed it from them, so the Chazer is Lam, then it goes back to him forever, he retains it. But if him like Golem Yadam, if he didn't redeem it from them, Elehigia Yevul Rav, the Yevul year reaches, Vitachas Yadabas, Eshar Krav Mainaychri, or it's in the hand of the daughter or other relatives or some foreign person, Harizu Yitzel Hektish, it goes out to belong for Hektish. It never goes back to the Baalim forever. Now it became an ancestral field. The field one is going to go out in the Yevul year, it's going to belong to the Kanam. And the Enakam Trichalin Dam, in this case, Kanam don't even have to pay anything. The reason is Shekvar Niftis me out of Hektish, because it was already redeemed from Hektish. And took the Erech from someone else, because someone redeemed it. But El Tach Sakan, but it goes back to the Kanam, Kilahim Bala, as if they're the owner. So as the Yevul year always goes back to the owner when you sell something. But here when the person was makdashid, when it goes back to the owner is now the kahanim and not the original owner. If no one redeemed it, if it was given to Hektish and no one redeemed it, so you can't redeem it from Hektish without. But here someone already redeemed it, he paid Hektish. And now it goes back to the owner, which is now the kahanim. Now, lo chafal, b'med b'mum, when do we say this, that if the makdash did not redeem it before the Yevul year, then it remains by the kahanim? That's only by Yisrael, by a non-kohen or levi. But if the one who sanctified his field was a Kohen or Levi, who generally don't have fields, but they could get, as we just described, so then actually they could redeem it forever. And even if the Yevul year passed and he didn't redeem it from Hektish, he could redeem it after Yevul. An eternal redemption applies to the Levim and the Kahanim. Halachav Beis. Let's say a woman, she sanctified her ancestral field. Now her husband went and redeemed it from Hektish. Now the Yevul year reached that and it's in the hand, in the possession of the husband. So that there is an element of doubt over here. Im tachzu leisha, do you say it goes back to the woman because the husband inherits her and therefore he should have the halacha like a son who redeems his father's Hektish, which we said goes back to the father? Well, maybe you say it goes back to the kanim, because maybe you cannot compare the Yerusha of the husband to the Yerusha of the son. Because the son, he takes what's called bero, what's fit for the father to inherit, meaning what's going to come to the back to the father after he dies, kibamuchzik, what he's already in possession of before he dies. Contrary, the husband does not inherit from what his wife is ultimately supposed to get, but she's dead already, as if what she has right now. So he's not as strong as a yerush, as a son. So the fikir, therefore, since it's a suffix which was not resolved in the Gemara, kadma isha b'chzika b'achar yevul, if the woman goes and she takes possession of that field after yevul, in her kan miyachem na'itzim yada, so then the kan cannot remove her. But v'chinim kadma kan b'chzika b'achar, that's the kan, they quickly don't go take possession of it right when yevul happens, then in her le'itzim yada, then she cannot remove them from the field, because like any doubt that applies to monies, the halacha is whoever goes first, we don't remove them, that's going to be the status of this case of the husband having redeemed the woman's, the wife's hektish. Halacha of Gimel, hamakdish hadeyu. Someone sanctifies his field. Ufado is a koyin miyad hektish. Let's say a koyin, which anyone has the right to redeem it from hektish up until yevil, a koyin redeems it. Vigia yevil vehitach is yad a koyin. Now the yevil he reaches and the owner never came to redeem it, and it's still in the possession of the koyin. Lo yaymer, he cannot say, look, anyways, when the Yevil year comes, it goes to the Kanim. And I'm a Kohen, I have possession of it right now, and therefore I should be the one who's muchzik in it and get rights in it. No, we don't say that El Yitzel Cholech of a Kanim, rather goes to his fellow Kanim, whichever Mishmer was, and it falls that they get the rights, not the one who had been paid it up until Yevil. Now, look of Yevil, when the field does go out to the Kanim in the Yevil year, it goes to the Kanim that are in that group of that week, that the Yevil year encounters. So whichever day it is that the Yevil year starts, that's the Mishmer that gets it. Now, if the Rosh Hashanah, which is the day the Yevil begins, is the beginning of the year, the Shana of Yevil of the 50th year, falls out B'Shabbos and Shabbos, Shahari Mishma Yetzah, Mishma Nichnas, where actually two Mishmarim are there at the same time, the incoming, the outgoing Mishmer, they leave on Shabbos, midday, and the new Mishmer comes in. So which one gets it? We said it's from that week which Mishmer it is, but now it's actually two Mishmeres. So Tinasla Mishmer Yetzah goes to the outgoing Mishmer because the Yevil year started in their Mishmer, and therefore the moment to start is the one who has the rights, and therefore to the outgoing Mishmer, they get their fields. Halacha of Hey, Hamakdash Eseilonis, if someone sanctifies the trees, the Yevil year reaches and he has not redeemed it, meaning the owner has not redeemed it from Hektish or whoever else had redeemed it from the treasurer. Here in the Yitzel Lekanim, it does not go to the Kanim, because Shnem the Pasuk says, V'haya sad the bitseis of Yevil, the field is going to go out when it reaches the Yevil year. V'hein elu sad, it is not corn go to field, it's trees. Now, Avla Makdish as a trashim, but if let's say someone sanctifies rocky field, the gear gave a blade podoys and bottom, and the year reached and the owners had not redeemed it. Hare Eliyot Makam, it does go out to the Kan. Shemekas has in Pasik, Bahaya Sada, and it's going to be the field. The Junikri Sada is called a field. So although you can't plant on it, but it's still a field, and therefore it's going to go to the Kan. Now the Ram contains Halacha Vav regarding redeeming a Stei Mikna, which we had opened up in Halacha Av to describe these two types of field, an acquired field. So Ketzah didn't mak the Stei Mikna. What's Halacha when someone sanctifies his acquired field? So it's really someone else's ancestral field, which generally when you buy from someone in the Shemit, in the Yevil year goes back to him. But for the next 30 years or whatever it is, it's my field and I bought it, and now he sanctifies it. What's Halacha? So here actually, Shaman Isa B'Domeho. We actually evaluate according to its monetary value. And you don't do based on, like we said, by the Steachuzo, depending on how much you could plant, and you go according to Selim Punyan per year. No, it goes according to its actual monetary value. And Vidroyin Kamishava Yevil, we look at how much value does it have up until the Yevil year, because in the Yevil year it goes back to the owner for free without any monies. So it has an expiration date on this. So you see how much money does it have worth until the Yevil year. Upoida is a Kamishir, and whoever wants it can redeem it from Hektish according to that value. Now, Vimpoda Isa Hamakdish, now if the one who sanctified himself, he goes and redeems it. In a Maisav Chemish, he does not add on a fifth, because the halacha is only b'michsas ha'erkecha, which the pasuk compares it to erichim, which does not add on a fifth. So to stay mikna, meaning by erichim of a person, unlike that of a field, you don't add on a fifth, so to over here. And upidyoin lebedek abayis, and the redemption money goes to the bedek abayis, kasha erichim adam, like all other erich and damim vows. Now, ukshagiyah yevil, when the yevil year comes, tafz lebayim harshem shemachur, goes back to the original owner who had sold it to that one who had bought it, who was makdish it. And that's Bein Sheniftas Miyad Gizber, whether it was redeemed from the hand of the treasurer by Yitzim Miyad Acher and someone else is holding on to it. Bein Shalei Niftas, whether it wasn't redeemed by Yitzim Miyad Hektish and it's in possession of Hektish. Either way, Harizel Chazer Slamecha goes back to the original seller. Bein Yislakam doesn't go to the Kehanim, like we said regarding Hektish of Steachuza. She'in other Makdash, Dovah Shenashla, because the person cannot sanctify something that's not his. In other words, this land does not belong to the buyer. It only belongs to him up until Yevil, which he bought those rights. But Yevil is going to go back to the original owner, and therefore he cannot sell it beyond the Yevil year, and therefore goes back to the original owner. Any field that was evaluated for Hektish to sell it regarding its a monetary value, for example, like we said, if you're redeeming for a stay mikna on the acquired field, in contrast to stay achuza, which does not need an evaluation because the Torah already sets the amount, how much it is, like we said, in the beginning of this these halachas. But if it requires an evaluation, so machuizna la shishim yir mitzufin. So you make an announcement regarding this acquired field because you have to get the market value. You announce it for 60 consecutive days. But baker in the morning, b'shas achnosis poilim, when someone is bringing in his workers to go to work, where he remembers when he's calling them to ask them, did they check out their field on how much is it worth? U'be'erev, and those who make the announcement in the evening, b'shas haitzos poilim, when he's letting them go from work, which that's when people see it, and then he asks his workers, oh, what do you think about this field, how much is it worth? And also when they make the announcements, m'saimim mitzareha, they also designate the boundaries when they're announcing that Vayimani, and to tell them what's the dimensions of this area. Vayimani says kachi yafa, this is how well it is, kachi shuman, this is how much it's evaluated at, and kolaritz li kachi yafa mikach, whoever wants to come and buy it could come and buy it. Now lochach of ches, a combo of these two sadis, halakech sadim aviv. Someone purchases, so it's on one hand it's a stay mikna, but he buys this sadim aviv his father, which that would be like a stay achuza because it says he inherits from his father. Or let's say he buys the field from himself, anyone else that he would inherit from. The Gdisha, and then that field he goes and he sanctifies it. So, Bein She Gdisha Achar Mais Aviv, Oymer Rishoy. So, whether if he sanctifies it after his father or whoever it was that was bequeathing to him passes away, where at the time that he sanctified it, it was already a Yerusha. And Bein She Gdisha Bechaya of Hashem Rishoy, but whether he sanctified it even when his father or the other inheritor was still alive, which it wasn't his at the time, but and Ba'achar Mais Aviv, then his father passed away. HaRezuk is Te'achuz, it's going to have halacha like the ancestral field, which only gets redeemed with 50 shkalim for every base kur. And if it doesn't redeem until Yevil, it actually goes out to the Kehanim. Why isn't it stay mikna? He bought it. Krishnam the Pasuk says, V'imes stay mikna, say, now if it's his acquired field, Ashaloi mis Te'achuz asli, which is not his ancestral field, where the word mistay is superfluous, to tell you, has to be Sodashenu royally stay achuz. It has to be a field that's, if you want to have the halacha stay mikna, does not even fit to be the ancestral field. This excludes this field, which is fit for him to inherit. And not only that, at the end he did inherit it, because the one who bequeathed him passed away, that has qualified as Steachuza, even at the time that he sanctified it, he did not yet inherit it. It's going to have the halachas as the Steachuza, not that of the Steimikna.